So for the past 3 years, the world has been placed under a global tyranny justified by the battle against the COVID-19 virus. Now, obviously, this power grab was never justified because the harms caused by COVID-19 were never remotely enough to warrant the lockdowns and forced vaccinations that we saw. But what if it was all fake? Not just the shots and the lockdown power grab. What if COVID-19 itself was fake? Well, that's the theory that Dr. Lee Merritt is promoting. Dr. Merritt is a specialist in orthopedic and spinal surgery, which she's practiced for more than 3 decades. She served 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon before returning to Rochester, where she was named a Lewis A. Goldstein Fellow of Spinal Surgery at the University of Rochester. Dr. Merritt has served on the board of the Arizona Medical Association and is the past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Besides all of her qualifications as a surgeon, though, Dr. Merritt also has novel ideas about viruses and how they relate to disease. Dr. Merritt believes the entire narrative that people get sick from viruses is false. She says the viral theory of disease is, in essence, a global unconfirmed conspiracy theory. Very bold claim, but we're willing to give Dr. Merritt a chance to explain her view into that, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Yeah, it does sound like a bold claim, and I'm telling you, I didn't get here easily because I'm a classically trained physician. I believed everything they taught me.
Well, I'm inclined to believe the evidence that's right before my face. When Karen Kingston is on the program bringing evidence forward that suggests that this is a man-made weapon of biowarfare with over 25 genetic sequences and can't possibly be some sort of contagion or passed from human to human, it's right there in the criminal's own words.
Right. And that's kind of where I started. I mean, I actually served on a congressional subcommittee one time called the NRAC, and we looked at technology for the future technology for the Navy. And by law, they had to have a physician on it, and I didn't have much to do because they were worried about submarines and mines and things. And I myself decided, this is in the 90s, I decided, you know, I'm going to learn more about, you know, at that time we talked about atomic biologic chemical weapons. Now it's CBRN, but same idea. So I've been looking at this for a long time. And quite frankly, because I, you know, when I went around on that committee, I met people and I became more suspicious about what was going on. And especially, you know, we should have realized a long time ago, anybody that's just waking up to this idea that we had Ukraine, we were somehow involved in these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, quite frankly, that we just weren't paying attention. Some of us were, because this whole thing, and I think you just need to know this much of the history before we get into why I don't think there are viruses. In 1991, the Soviet Union fell apart. And at that time, we, the American government, bought those bioweapons labs all over the old Soviet Union, in those socialist republics that were crumbling, under the guise that, well, you know, we don't want these atomic and chemical stockpiles to go into the wrong hands. These guys are in financial trouble. They spent $400 million, which was a lot of money in 91, $400 million a year for a number of years, 4 or 5 years. And it was the Nunn-Lugar Act. And I'm just telling you that because people should go back and look at this and realize this has been right in front of us. They called it the Lugar Lab in Tbilisi, Georgia. It's not like they tried to hide this. And we not only sent over people, we ran these labs. We converted them, modernized them, and worked on gain-of-function research and vaccine production. That's what we tasked people to do. Now, with that as the background, I mean, I don't pretend to be the expert in bioweapons, but unfortunately, the guys that are the expert in bioweapons, they're not talking. Or if they're talking, they're not talking about this. And you know, all these people that you see on the Senate committees and stuff, the Tony Faucis of the world, they're the red shirts. Quite frankly, they've moved money, but they didn't do the actual research. And the guys doing the actual research, who we were giving, they signed W-2s and W-9s to the United States government. We know who they are, but we're not hearing from them. So they could tell this story better than me. But I'm just going to say that the narrative has changed since I was in medical school. I started medical school in 1976. And if you go back in old texts, it's very interesting. You don't read too much about viruses. When they talk about transmission of disease, the paradigm they use is parasites. They do not talk really about viruses. Now, subsequently, I was in the Navy when the Gulf War hit. And this was when we put out emergency use vaccine for anthrax. That was a big problem. It's related to the Gulf War syndrome. But we justified a lot of things after that because vaccines became profitable. That was the first time we started using adjuvants. Adjuvants make it very much cheaper to produce vaccines. And so to justify vaccines, of course, you have to have viruses. If there were no viruses, there would not be any reason for vaccines. So that's kind of the big picture here. Now, when I was a freshman medical student, I actually remember my professor of pediatrics saying, you know, all this vaccine stuff is a flash in the pan. This is going to go away, these childhood vaccines, because they didn't solve childhood diseases. Sanitation, you know, as plumbers did. That was his point. And it was a funny way to say it. But it was like plumbers, at better sanitation and better nutrition is what solved childhood disease death. So why are we just focused on these viruses now? Because if you have a mythical object, if you have something that really doesn't, You the average person, it's so complicated. The average person can't dig into it, can't understand it. And the experts are telling us that this thing exists. Well, they can vary it however they want to. They can use it to justify pretty much everything. And it can change the narrative. I think you mentioned earlier off air, we were talking about climate change. It's the same idea. If it's really not a true, you know, observable thing.
Tangible. It's not tangible. You can't touch it. You can't see it. Systemic racism. Another one. And these race baiters will go searching for, you know, racism wherever it might exist. And if it doesn't exist, they just make it up.
Right. And so being immersed in all this for decades, I had a little hard time believing that they'd lied to us about viruses. I'll be honest. I mean, when I listened to Thomas Cowan and Andrew Kaufman and other people talk about this, I kind of thought, how could this be the truth? How could this possibly be? What are those PhD graduate students are doing? Well, here's really the answer. The answer is that it's been a very slow shift in how they talk and what they do to justify this. And a lot of PhD work is just to get your PhD. The first thing that I said is, how could they be fooled? Well, they weren't fooled, but they weren't looking at the primary logical how we got, they're doing a step down the road. They're not looking at the actual basis. And here's really what this boils down to, is that when they talk about viruses, and the proof of viruses now rests on really two things. It rests on bioinformatics, which is essentially computer algorithms. Again, your point about climate change, how did we get there? They had all these computer algorithms that told us it was going to be, you know, 10 degrees hotter, the seas were going to be up to our ears and all that. None of it worked out, but it was algorithms. It wasn't because of observation. And the people that were observing the climates, and this is a little easier one to picture, they were observing things. They said, no, that's not what's happening. But that didn't matter because they had these really, really good looking computer models. And that's what these genetic sequences and all the stuff we've been led down to believe is about. And the second thing is electron microscopy. Let's keep in mind that, you know, when I was 10 years old, my dad was a country doctor, and he taught me a lot of things. And one of the things we did as an experiment in my bedroom, essentially, was to isolate bacteria. I remember it. We got some of his blood. We made blood auger. We took a sterile swab to my nose. We spread it on this auger. He taught me how to isolate bacteria in my bedroom. It was simple microscope, simple procedure. But that is very, very different than trying to isolate viruses. You can see bacteria. They are easily, readily identifiable. You can look at the cultures in a petri dish. You can look at the actual bacterium under a microscope. You can go through the steps sterilely to produce things, and you know that you can tell that this is just one bacteria type that we've produced. Here's what they do with and I'm not as good at describing this part as Andy Kaufman. It's pretty funny when he goes through all this, but the bottom line here is they're taking a slurry, like when they claimed that they got the virus in Wuhan, this is literally what they did. They got one patient, and keep in mind, this was in the December of 2019, no testing, which testing doesn't work anyway, but they had no testing, they had no autopsies. They just said, this Chinese guy looks like he's got COVID. You know, he's kind of your classic case. And then they did a bronchial lavage. They got fluid out of his lung. Now, you've got all sorts. I mean, who hasn't suck something down into your lung. You know, your lung is kind of a garbage pit. You get all sorts of stuff, and there's dead cells, bacteria, other genetic material of all sorts down in your lung. So they suck this fluid out, and then they basically put it into a culture. And when they see, and they have this special culture that's made from other, they have cow blood, they kill it. They kill the stuff around it. They mix it with these cancer cells. And then they kill it with all sorts of antimicrobials and the stuff that we used to call amphotericin to keep fungus from growing. And then they look at it under the microscope, but they haven't really isolated anything up until this point. All they do is they look and see that now the cells are dying and they're putting out these little circular things. I meant to bring it down here with me this morning into my little podcasting room, but you know that picture that they keep showing us of that? This is PSYOPs. This is a classic PSYOP. You know that picture that they keep showing us? It looks like a spiky blue ball.
Yeah, we've got it on the screen here.
Oh, yeah. That's a great picture, but it keeps you look at that picture. They burn that picture into our brains. That is CGI. I go give talks and I say, what is that? And people say that's SARS-CoV-2. No, that's CGI, you know, and I have a picture of my dryer balls that look kind of like that. And I say, that is no more deadly than this. So that's the PSYOP part of this. They make you believe they've got something. I'm going to tell you, if the average American looked at an electron microscopic picture of viruses, they go, eh? You know, it doesn't look like much.
Why is it that picture looks scarily similar to the patented pegylated lipid nanoparticle, which is a weapon of biowarfare?
Well, and that's right. You see, because once you, if you give up the idea that this has genetic material of a quote virus, you can make it look like anything. And that's the point here, is that this has been a psychological operation from the get-go. You can't isolate viruses like you isolate bacteria. When you take an electron microscopic picture of all this gunk and you claim that that little round thing is a virus, it's really like taking a photograph of a guy in front of a bank holding a gym bag. Is he a robber? Is he going to go in and did he just rob the bank? Is he going in to make a deposit, or is he just walking by and going to the gym? You don't know, because it's a still life. Same thing with electron microscopy. It is not like dealing with bacteria. You can't see it directly. It's all been just processed junk. And then to make it even more mysterious, this is where the bioinformatics gets in here. To make it even more mysterious, then they say, okay, we've got the virus. That's it. Now we can dipstick. They take these PCR tests, which you've probably talked about, Kerry Mullis, the inventor of the PCR, which they call primers in the lab. He said it was never, ever meant to diagnose anything, that you have to have a gold standard. It's only for very short pieces of genetic material.
It's part of the PSYOP. It's a fake test. And they know that it's a fake test. They know that they can cycle these things with a high threshold. They know that they'll get 97% even false positives. They know that they can gin up the fear based on this fake test because the virus never existed in the first place. We have been one of the only platforms over the last 2 years that has said this is a weapon of biowarfare. There is no such thing as a viral infection. This has been an aerosolized attack. It's been in the things that we consume, that we eat, that we drink. That's what this is. The United States government, along with governments around the world in different countries, have openly declared warfare on their citizens. And you're calling it out. We appreciate all of that. Dr. Lee Merritt, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Every other virus has to be questioned, because this whole COVID-19 thing was fake. And nothing triggers people more than evidence put right in front of their face that proves that they were duped and that did something to themselves they cannot reverse. I'm sorry, but we will not participate in that grift. 24-year-old athletes at the peak of their physical condition, these are professional athletes collapsing from sudden cardiac arrest on live national television. And if you even suggest that the bioweapon shot was the cause, people absolutely lose their mind. We aren't afraid to say it. The NFL acknowledged that nearly 95% of players and nearly 100% of team personnel were vaccinated. This is not normal, and we refuse to go along with the jab shills that will tell you that Damar Hamlin collapsed after a routine hit. That contact between he and that Bengals receiver was innocuous. We have seen hits like that for years. No, it's not normal. And we are just only at the beginning. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When 5 billion people finally realize and are ready to admit what they've done to themselves, when those 5 billion people realize that there was never a natural virus and that they were lied to, the people behind this will have nowhere to hide.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
We've talked to you a lot about nootropics brain supplements on this program. I use the products and I'm a huge fan. More focused, more driven, more creative, bust through distractions like never before. It's the like mental light switch for your brain. Puts you at the peak of your mental performance. Whether you're a C-level executive, business owner, entrepreneur, homeschooling mom, you want to be a better spouse, a better dad, all of these things happen when you introduce nootropics brain supplements to your body. Try them out for yourself. Go to nootopia.com/Stu. Nootopia.com/Stu. Allow them to make a custom brain supplement package for you. They're 100% safe, legal, and non-addictive. Go to nootopia.com/Stu. More of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.